Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go on a Wednesday, October the 16th, 2019. Can't believe it. Welcome into the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. We're going to look to make it rain for you on a Wednesday night that may or may not include an American League Championship Series game, but it definitely will include a college football game that, if you like scoring, this could be a fun game for you here tonight. And I all know that you have circled the ability to watch Troy football on a Wednesday night. Woo-hoo! I know that's what you, if there's one thing you guys will learn to love as a degenerate, if you are new to being a degenerate here, and obviously if you're waking up with us here now, there is a there is certainly
strong
a
chance.
DNA gene of, yeah, there is definitely some degenerate genes going on
and
in there.
And we love you for it.
That's right. No, nobody judges here. Judge-free zone. But you will learn to love Sun Belt football here in the middle of the week. I can promise you as we move along, and it's actually a pretty cool matchup and offers us an edge, which is really all we want. So we'll talk about that. But, of course, last night, in addition to people still bitching and moaning about the NFL and the officiating, we did get some blockbuster news and trades. We'll talk about some winners and losers there. But we were also watching baseball yesterday, and we'll start last night where there is one team
in the air, center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and Washington Nationals are National League champions. There will be a World Series in D.C.
Without Bryce Harper, too, which was always a lot of fun watching the reactions there. But really shouldn't have been a surprise. The Nats close it out. Corbin on the mound struck out. Seemed like everybody in the first couple of innings there. He did give up four runs. But the Nationals, and I know Braves fans last night, Dane, had to be chuckling because the Nationals did exactly what the Cardinals did to the Braves. They scored seven runs in the first inning, thus putting that game away really before it even got going. So Nationals punch a ticket, but now they're going to have to wait and see what happens with the New York Yankees, who yesterday afternoon. Took on Garrett Cole, Severino. They end up losing 4-1. But I would say my initial takeaway is now this is two games in this series, Dane, where so much has been made about Verlander and Cole. You had Verlander on the ropes. You had the opportunity to close it out. You didn't in extra innings. And you had a version of Garrett Cole yesterday that was absolutely beatable. We've seen the unbeatable Cole. You had a Garrett Cole who walked five guys while you are home with an opportunity to be able to cash in on it, and you didn't. So no matter what happens from this point, I do think that the Yankees will look back on these two games and go, we had our shots. If they don't advance, we can look to these two games to say you just didn't get it done when you had the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I hear you, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates here on Make It Rain. Let's cock-a-doodle do it. You know, last week, remember how we were having that talk about the ball flying a little bit less far with the new balls, right, and the weather and all that stuff? And we had Cardano come on, and he was like, no, it doesn't matter. And then he said, oh, it's only 5 feet. What does it matter anyway? Well, guess what? Those 5 feet I would love to have on what Didi Gregorius did with bases loaded in, like, the fifth inning. Because it would have been a three-run home run if there's anything to the conspiracy theory, right? And you're right. Cole was gettable. He really was. The Yankees were almost doing everything they should have done except getting the clutch hit, except pushing the run across the board. And I got to tell you something. You know, Joe, we've talked all year about this three true outcomes stuff, right? The walk, the home run. In the seventh inning, when the Astros scored two runs, they executed a perfect hit and run, Joe, with Altuve up, and I believe it was Springer on first base. And then what does Altuve do? He hits a ground ball right through the right side to get to first and third. There's literally good base running in that inning, and they get the extra two runs to get that working margin and make it a little bit more comfortable because, you know, Gleyber hits the home run in the eighth, and, you know, they would have been sweating a little bit. I was thoroughly impressed. And, you know, I have a text chain with a lot of my Yankee fan friends, and we were just like, wow, Houston is really good at baseball. That's what it comes down to. And this is like a lost art, you know, and we're not going to talk about it much, but I was really impressed with a damn hit and run in the seventh inning, Joe.
Yeah, I was impressed with the wild pitch, too, from Britton when he came in, and Ottavino seems to be the only guy. I wish he'd pitch closer to what his number says, which is zero, but unfortunately, he's the only guy really in that bullpen that has given us any agita right now. He continues just to not be what we thought he would be, but yet he's the only guy that has pitched in every playoff game of the Yankees in October yet. I don't know what they're doing with him.
And if Aaron Boone is going to go to the pen like this quickly every single day, we talked about it with how Houston, you know, got to the Tampa Bay bullpen in game five. If you're going to see the same guys literally every day for a week and a half, eventually either they're going to look familiar to you, you're going to be able to do some damage, or they're going to have a blow up once, you know, eventually. And I'm worried about Boone going to this bullpen day every single day. It's the same names, Ottavino, Canely, Britton. They're going to blow up eventually. And you know, I'm hoping for rain today. Honestly, Joe, I'm hoping for rain. I want to get Tanaka back on the mound. And I think Aaron Boone is going to need to let these starters sink or swim a little bit. Remember in game one, Tanaka faced the minimum through six and he pulled him. You know, and what does that do? That just gets these Astros hitters to get another at-bat against a guy like Ottavino. And that may pay off if this series goes back to Houston in game six.
Yeah, and again, you're shooting yourself on the foot because it's not like the Astros are hitting 212 as a team here, guys. They scored two runs in the seventh inning on one hit. They had one hit. There was a walk, there was a hit and run hit, and then there was a pass ball, and then there was a couple of sacrifice fly, and that's it. I mean, that's how you end up. That's it. I mean, it's like, so you're shooting yourself in your foot. They're manufacturing runs without hitting, you know, 400 and nine home runs a game, although they did get two off of Severino. And I will say this about Severino. As bad as that first inning was optically, he did what he needed to do to get the hell out of it with one run. Yeah. And, you know, he pitched, he gutted it through. He hasn't pitched all year. The dude has pitched 1 month.
Oh, this isn't on Sedlin, no?
Yeah, you're going to look back on these games, and we're going to scratch our head when it's all said and done here. But more on those, more on the NFL trades coming up. Let's make it rain.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Well, it is official. There is only one left now, and that, of course, is one team left that still has never reached the World Series. Welcome in here to the grid, sportsgrid.com. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here. Make it rain as we watched last night. The Washington Nationals go ahead, punch their ticket on the way to the World Series. They are there. It's the first time since, I think, the late 20s when Walter Johnson was pitching there. Last time that they had made it to the show, and congratulations. They get the rest, and they get to line up their pitchers any which way they want. But that one team, I think, Pavona, what do you got? You know who it is, Pavona? What's the one useless team?
I think I know it, too.
That's correct, of course. The Mariners suck. Yes, the Mariners now remain the only franchise not to have made it to a World Series. The only saving grace they had, of course, was the Nationals hadn't made it either, but yep, no, that all changed last night. And advantage Nationals as they get to sit there. And I don't think it'll matter as much with the Yankees because of how they're just going to rotate the bullpen in. But I do think the Astros would like to probably dispel the Yankees sooner rather than later so they can go ahead and match up correctly their horses versus the Nationals' horses. The Yankees aren't going to give you guys that are going to go three and then bullpen anyway, but it matters Houston. So if I'm the Nationals, I'm watching this series and hoping, listen, it goes six or seven games because that is going to, certainly if it's Houston, that is going to mess up. We just don't know because in all likelihood, you're going to get Verlander pitching again. Cole's going to, if there is a game seven, he's going to be around somewhere along those lines too. So that would really give the advantage to the Washington Nationals if it turns out that way. Again, the Yankees, you're going to get three innings, two innings, one innings. It's not going to really matter for them, but the rotation certainly matters more to the Astros, and it would behoove them to get this done sooner rather than later here, Dane.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, remember, we also talked about this, right? in game one, it now all depends on how the Washington Nationals look. You know, if they come out like a house of, you know, fire, it's going to be like, oh, yeah, that rest was great for them. You know, lick their wounds, get healthy, organize the rotation, right? If they lose game one of the World Series, which we know now will be in the American League City, then it'll be like, oh, that rest, you know, they got rusty. So it all, you know, we'll spin it one way or the other. But on balance, going in first guessing it, I think it's obviously a help. You know, it's obviously a benefit for them to rest up, to be able to organize themselves, especially in the rotation, and to be able to heal whatever bumps and bruises they have. I do think they are relatively healthy. They're not going to make any big roster changes, you know, moving to the next round. But yeah, congratulations to the Nationals, especially, you know, they were 19-31. After 50 games this year. Remember, we had them dead and buried at the beginning. And Joe, they did the 7-run outburst with no home runs, just like we talked about the Cardinals doing that with no home runs when they pushed past the Braves. And Bavona, I want you to check. I need you to go back all the way to Make It Rain on opening day when we made our predictions. I believe I may have said the Nationals would win the National League pennant. I need you to go and find that footage, brother man.
Yep. Hurry up, Bavona. Get on it. We'll wait. We'll wait. I will say this, too, though. Let's not confuse the issue here. The rest is not going to affect the pitching. The rest is going to affect the hitters, not the pitchers. So, yeah, it's way if they are not. And right now, they are definitely in a zone right now. So the risk you have with having to wait 6 days before you play a meaningful baseball game again is that maybe that eye is a little it's a little off. Maybe you're not in that same rhythm. It's not going to affect the pitchers. You're going to get the same thing out of Scherzer. It helps the pitchers, but it ain't going to help Trey Turner and Howie Kendrick and company. That is exactly what the risk is for the Nationals. Not, you know, house of fire, great. Your pitching staff's going to be the house of fire. The question is, can you put up 7 runs in an inning again? Because this is a different animal depending on who comes over. Their hitters right now are seeing it better than they've ever seen it, and that's going to be the big question here. Can they maintain that edge in the plate? Because if it's the Astros, yeah, you're gonna have to face your own Scherzer and Strasburg here, and Verlander and Cole. And I hope if it's the Astros, and I will say this because I do think the Astros and the Nationals. Think of those headlines, man, right? I mean, Scherzer going up against Verlander. I mean, that's baseball right there. I think it would be a lot of fun to watch those pitching battles. Absolutely. While the Yankees will be employing. Well, we got 8 pitchers going today for the Yankees. It's kind of hard to find headlines there. But I do think the Astros and the Nationals, I would look. I'm really interested to see what the totals would be in those matchups with a Scherzer, Verlander, Strasburg, Cole.
7 on the number.
Might we get 6? Could that possibly be?
I don't think so, because the bullpens are still there, Joe.
Yeah, that's true.
The bullpen. I think they would go to 7 on the number.
Hmm. Well, they made it to 6.5, so, I mean, we watched 6.5.
Yeah, and it went over, right? The 6.5 became an over.
And it did, and it went over. So. But it's, you know, again, that wasn't even with... you know, that was with Flaherty. What the hell are we going to get with Verlander or Cole going up against Scherzer and Strasburg? So, but they got to get there. And the extra day here for the Yankees, if this game does not go off tonight, I don't think it's going to,
Joe. Just by the way, you know, you're down in Miami. And, you know, I've got the local weather report, shall we say. You know, right. And it's set to really rain, or starting around like 1 o'clock today, all through the day, all night.
Really?
My glorious iPhone says rain 90%, and then it changes to 100%. It looks like they're gonna back it up. And to be quite honest, there were times when Boone was managing, I thought last night, under the assumption that there was no game today.
He expected the rest, you think? You think he was expecting it where he was, we're gonna get an extra day off here because Tanaka is basically. You know, Tanaka's in play, right? If they pitch today, what were they going with? Bullpen?
I think so. But as you saw, they brought Shane Green in yesterday.
Yes, they did.
So to me, that's Boone being like, nope, because that would have been the opener, right? That right. certainly would have been the opener. Jay Happ pitched in extra innings in game two. It was going to be Green to open game four. Okay.
Interesting.
He pitched yesterday, though. Now I know he's a reliever. He can go back to back days. I believe Boone was singling, tipping his hand. He knew there's no game today. Yep. Or he's betting that there's no game today. And then, yes, you bring Tanaka back on regular rest tomorrow in what will be game four. That's what I believe is in his head. But then again, right. How do I know?
What is the and I'm trying to think here. Why is it so unbelievable? What you get? Is it just rain, or because they're making it seem like it's
no, it's rain.
It's just rain. Okay, so it's nothing beyond
today.
That.
That's all, you know,
that's all it is. It's going to be rain.
Good old
tonight.
Cold autumn rain in the 50s and raining.
I would think they're going to have to call the game sooner rather than later, right? They're not going to let people travel, get to the ballpark,
right?
You know. Well, I think they would call it prior to the 8 o'clock start, so people have plenty of time.
You would think so, but so many people have already gone to work, you know, and packed their little Yankees hoodie and stuff like that to go after work. But you would think the earlier the better, because it's not like it's one of those things where it's going to start during the game. They will be able to make the call, and, you know, I think the prudent decision is to put back, but we'll see if that's actually what comes to fruition. If we get news while we're on the air, we'll certainly let you know.
Yeah, favorites, by the way, in this in the league championship series, 5-2 now, 17-8 overall. The road teams actually in this round, pretty good, 4-3, and the home teams 14-11 overall. But the unders lead it, man. The unders are 5-2 in the league championship series, and overall still taking the lead, 13-10-2. So even with the sevens and the 7.5s that we've seen here, Dane, they're still – the unders are still the profitable way to go, including first five. The first five yesterday, too, was 3.5 when it closed there in that first game and with the Astros. And look at that. Boom. Profitable to be on the first half unders as well when you got these guys. And was never really even in risk, to tell you the truth. So you had 2-0.
Well, it was in risk when Severino had bases loaded early.
Or when Didi Gregorius, you know, I don't know what that was, but
That was a home run a month ago, is what that was.
Ridiculous.
It was a home run a month ago, Joe.
Exactly. Yeah. And I want to get your thought on that because he looked like he hit it.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jaudi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there. You can buy ads and serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time to get in the game. Get yourself a DraftKings Sportsbook account because listeners of this show, well, you guys can get a deposit bonus of up to $500 right now. Here's how it works. You just create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. You make yourself a deposit, and then you place your first bet, and DraftKings matches it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, the offer eligible for all users, while new users, well, you get a risk-free bet of up to $200. Just head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That is sportsgrid.com/DK to play. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And welcome in here on this Wednesday to the grid. It is sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez as we look to make it rain. And look at that. It's already going to be raining in New York. So we've done that. And it looks like we might, in fact, also be pushing off the Yankees-Astros game until tomorrow. We'll keep you posted once we hear. But the NFL still making headlines. And boy, it couldn't have come at a better time for them as people continue to just bash the NFL and the officiating from the Monday night debacle. But yesterday, here we are 2 weeks out of the trade deadline, October 29th. And all of a sudden, we get this news yesterday late in the afternoon that the Rams traded Marcus Peters to the Ravens. Yeah, and a lot of people were scratching their heads going, why, you know, you just put Aqib Talib on the IR. Like, why in the hell? Right. What are you dismantling the second? Well, the secondary is crap anyway. We all know that. I mean, they rank dead last in just about every statistical category for secondaries. And we know the Ravens are banged up. I mean, the Ravens have a lot of injuries. Jimmy Smith and company there. They're not great either. So I got it from the Raiders, from the Ravens standpoint, but I'm going, this doesn't make any sense because they sent like a second-year linebacker over with it. Like, I'm like, what? None of this made any sense. Until, of course, about an hour later, the news comes down that, yes, the disgruntled, former disgruntled cornerback of the Jacksonville Jaguars is now a current cornerback for the Rams. And the price tag for that is 2 first-rounders plus a 4th-rounder. That now, if you take a look, guys, at the last couple of years of Les Snead and the Rams, 2017. They sent a first rounder to Tennessee for Jared Goff to move up and get him. They sent a first rounder in 2018 to New England for Brandon Cooks. Last year, actually this year, they traded their first rounder to Atlanta in order to trade down. And then, oh, yeah, now they've traded 2020, 2021 to Jacksonville for Jalen Ramsey. So when you add all that up, guys, that means the Rams do not have a first-round pick for 5 years. And in this day and age, when you have, you know, the draft is really how you can build teams because of the rookie salary cap and all the other things that you can afford to be able to bring guys in. And right now, they are, this to me is putting a Band-Aid on heart surgery, man. You have open heart surgery scheduled and you just brought in a Band-Aid, but you're willing to sell all the, you know, all the equipment in the operating room in order to be able to get it. I don't understand it. I get that your secondary has been porous, but your secondary is just a byproduct of the issues you're having up front on defense and also your depth. You have no depth on the Rams. It's always been a big problem. And unless Jalen Ramsey can play running back, offensive line, and, oh, yeah, make Jared Goff more accurate and a better decision maker, I don't know what this does other than makes you look like, hey, we're all in. What, you know who else was all in? The Eagles and Howie Roseman, who called every day to Tom Coughlin about trying to put a deal together. And Howie's like, I'm not mortgaging our future and our draft picks and our more choices in order to be able to get Jalen Ramsey, who, by the way, is going to have to be paid here. This was the guy who drove the Brinks truck up, if you guys remember, opening on camp. Yeah, he's expecting to get paid. So I don't know what they're handing out an awful lot of money, but they're losing depth, and there are big holes on this team, Dane, the Rams, that is, that Jalen Ramsey, he is just one of many, and I don't know that it was the most important part of the team to fill at this point. I think the Rams lose. I think Jalen Ramsey and Jacksonville win in this.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. I mean, we were texting about this when it went down with our boy Mike Blewett as well yesterday, and we all saw it the same way. Joe, I want to combine like two or three things that we have agreed on and talked about over the last few months of why this is a bad move for the Rams. Number one, we have talked about the Jared Goff and the Todd Gurley contract. Right. And how that's long term big money that in essence is now an albatross around the neck of this franchise. You just said Jalen Ramsey is going to want to get paid also. And when you give, you know, all these guys big money, then how do you build the rest of the roster? We've talked about many times. That's why the window in the NFL is when you have that young quarterback on their rookie deal before the financial walls start to close in. And we've talked about how the Rams didn't see it this way and gave that money to Goff ahead of schedule before they needed to. That's mistake one. Joe, when you were just outlining this, you said two words that are on the opposite sides of the continuum. You said, at one point, you said, build a team. And on the other side, you said the Rams are going shoving all in. Okay. The Rams are clearly going in this all in way, right? They think they got to strike when the iron's hot right now, maybe because they know the financial walls are about to close in. Okay. Cool. You and I both are fading the Rams. We think the Super Bowl hangover is real. You're correct. Secondary is not their biggest issue. You know, it's their offensive line. It's damn Jared Goff, right? So it's misplaced. And then I take you back, Joe, to, I don't know, I think it was July, when we literally, you remember when like the Giants, the San Francisco Giants were like 14-3 in their last 17 games or whatever it was, and we had the daily conversation of should you trade Madison Bumgarner or not? Right. Mm-hmm. And we said, talk to me, or I said, talk to me in October. This only is a smart move if the Giants are in the World Series. Well, the National League has crowned their champion, and it ain't the San Francisco Giants. And now I take that same thing to the Los Angeles Rams, Joe. These moves that they're making, getting Jalen Ramsey, paying the money, they know their window is real small. They are shoving all in. This is only a smart move if the cornerback Ramsey helps them win the Super Bowl in this window before they have to break it up. And I don't think it will. You know, like this is only smart if they get to the promised land. And this isn't enough to get them to the promised land. I think it's poor management. And I think the chickens are going to come home to roost on the Rams and Les Snead.
Well, it's interesting because the Vegas obviously thinks this is a big get because they have moved the Rams from a 30-1 Super Bowl favorite to an 18-1 Super Bowl favorite. They also moved them from a 15-1 to 9-1 NFC champion. And that's what's going on now. Granted, it's probably going to be different at our friends over at FanDuel there at the Meadowlands. I'm going to assume because the regional bias there out west, any sort of news like this is going to move the needle, certainly from the book standpoint. So I understand why they've moved it down, but I don't see a whole lot of, listen, he helps that secondary. But again, your secondary without Aqib Talib is thin as it is now. And while you might be able to shut down half a field, teams and shut down corners and offenses, especially the good teams, right? With the upper echelon quarterbacks.
Maybe two other ways with different players.
They throw it to the outside of the field, guys. It's, they'll figure it out. They'll do dump it. They'll take your shutdown corner out of the game where he can't impact it one way or the other. And
these teams, you know, Saints, the Eagles, they have multiple people they could go to.
Yeah. Well, so do the Cardinals, so do the Seahawks, and so do the 49ers. Because he's not going to help you on run defense, guys. He's not a guy. He's not a headbanger. He's not a guy that's going to run and stick his helmet into cover. He's not that guy. So
this is only great if he was really, truly the cherry on top. And that's not the position they're in.
No, they're not. And he's not the cherry on top. Plus, we'll see what kind of cherry on top he is when you go to negotiate his next contract. Because, that's going to be a problem, guys. And he's going to, and this is the other thing, he's going to set the market for defensive backs. Whatever he gets paid, he is not going to sell. Guys, he is going to break whatever record currently for defensive backs. He is going to blow by it. He is going to set the market. And like we've said, and what Jerry has said, and the Cowboys, we don't want to be the team that sets the market with anybody. Like, you don't want to do that. But the Rams, Aaron Donald, Jared Goff, Brandon Cooks, now Jalen, you're setting the market in everybody that you touch. So at some point, that is, you know, you're going to be cashing a check your ass can't afford right now. And that's exactly at what expense? Because the same thing is happening with Kansas City, Dane. Like, you've given all of this money to everybody else on there, and yet you're suffering along the offensive line. You're suffering in the running back position. Your defense still sucks. At some point, you guys got to realize, and I give credit, I'm most impressed with the Eagles and Howie Roseman, who would not budge.
Restrained.
Nobody could use a cherry on top like the Eagles, like Jalen Ramsey.
In that secondary, that would have been the position to address for Philly as well.
Yes. Yeah, and that, to me, is a move that might have put them over the top.
Could have been a cherry on top.
At what cost? He wasn't willing to do it. So
I hear you.
Kudos to Howie Roseman. That's why the Eagles organization, we'll be talking about them as contenders for the next 5 years.
Kansas City maybe could have done it.
Yes. A lot of teams could, but you got to sign this guy. You got to set the market with him next year. Doesn't make any damn sense. You got a quarterback change that Dane called. We'll talk about that coming up next. Let's make it rain.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina, frontline worker from Texas is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so our man, Mike Cardano here, just throwing bombs here on social media, apparently, and hopping all over Twitter. And he's even hashtagging conspiracy theory here towards our ass here on Megan Rain.
So
let's see if we can address this here rather quickly before we talk about a quarterback change that, by the way, has not moved the needle from a sportsbook perspective. But we've been telling you, Dane and I, that it's become very peculiar, the whole juiced ball that we watched all year long on broken bats, fisted, end-of-bat home runs that managed to fly over the fence all year long, where teams like, I don't know, let's see, the Minnesota Twins, where like 14 guys on the roster, including a couple of pitchers, had at least 10 home runs. Yeah, well, we're not seeing that anymore, are we? Now, we did see two home runs yesterday that were no doubt hit, but they were no doubt hit by major league hitters hitting 96-mile-an-hour fastballs, and yes, that tends to happen. But what we're not seeing is those, and we've seen it a couple of times now. We saw it in the Dodgers series a number of times. We've seen it in this this Cardinals series. We've also seen it right here, where Didi Gregorius gets up in the bottom of the fifth inning and watches it off the bat, like hits it, gives that home run trot, and then all of a sudden the ball lands short. Now, we're not saying that there's anything purposely being doctored or being done, but I do think that if you are just discounting the idea that maybe, just maybe, Major League Baseball had a had another group of baseballs made for the postseason that weren't made the same as the ones they used during the regular season, conspiracy, hashtag it all you want, I would not put it past a billion-dollar organization and company, Dane, to do what's best for the game. And a slight change in the seams or the ball in the inside, the way it's constructed, that could be the difference between Didi Gregorius flying out in right field to the warning track and, oh, yeah, it landing seven rows up. I'm just saying, I would not put it past them.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, let's be clear. I'm not saying there's any conspiracy. I'm not saying they're changing the balls for the Yanks. This is not the refs, like, you know, favoring right. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, like people are saying, and fixed. No. If this happens, and the data, albeit a small sample size, right. If the data shows this, what I'm saying is that it's this difference on all balls, on all hits, right?
Right.
And I'm just saying it happened to bite the Yankees in the ass yesterday with the Didi Gregorius home run.
Yeah.
Now, if we look for every fly ball in every game, are there probably times where if this wasn't true and in place, it helped the Yankees? Did the Yankees' opponents have warning track power at times? Probably. Right. But in the same way that in the NFL games, we focus on the last play or the big play in the fourth quarter, like that illegal hands to the face play. This is the play I'm focusing on because it was in a key spot and could have been a difference in the game. So, no, I'm not saying that they're switching out the balls. This is not the plate gate. What I am saying is if these seams are true, and, you know, Cardano said, what about these home runs? What about these home runs?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that every fly ball is flying, I don't know, 3% less. Okay.
That's right.
So, yes, in the games where the team hit six home runs, five of them would still be home runs. You're absolutely right. I'm saying it changes the equation for every fly ball, and it happened to, you know, not go the Yanks' way yesterday.
And we watched it not go the Dodgers' way on a number of different hits, and we watched it go Atlanta's way on a couple of different hits and couple of swings. So I'm not the truth is, and Cardano's right from this standpoint of, it's the same for each team here. They're not switching balls out for one team. The ball is the ball, and you those that are hitting it and taking and hitting home runs, they're doing it because they're good hitters. They're major league hitters. They're getting pitchers. They're hitting it square on the bat. But what we've seen this year, I think, and I don't think anybody can argue, what we've seen this year is, I don't know, 25% of the home runs hit this year. On questionable hits less than, less than ideal. You know, you're not hitting it on the barrel. We've seen these little bloops that might have been bloops, like they are right now, all of a sudden travel all over the fence. We've heard Verlander bitch and moan about it. We've heard every pitcher in each league go,
pitchers can blindly go into a bag and feel and pick out the ball from 2019 versus the ball from, you know, 1996 or whatever it is. Like, there's something to it.
Yes, exactly.
And it's just physics.
You need, Dane, and we noticed, Major League Baseball put an effort out to make a 162-game season more entertaining for the fans. And how did they do that? Well, they made it more entertaining because you go to a ballpark, you're going to see a 13-11 game, and scoring is what's going to drive people to watch and come to games. Well, now it's the World Series, and I don't think anybody wants to watch a team go 15-8. Like, you don't want to see that, especially with teams like the Yankees and the damn Astros. You're like, you don't want to see that. What you want to see, this game represents more of what we've always seen during a 162-game season. We have not seen the game of baseball being played right now. We have not seen that all year long, Dane. It disappeared. So what has changed? The pitchers are still the same. Like, what has changed exactly?
Yeah, this is what it is. And here's the thing. Okay, no, this is not conspiracy. I'm saying it's affecting everybody. The Astros are dealing with the same ball and all that stuff. Yes. Okay. What my fear is that if this is in place, right, if this is happening and they're playing it with a different ball, the problem for Yankees fans is that the risk is for teams that were constructed to hit the home run, and what they rely on, they may now be getting 5% less of them. And that's it correct. May bite them in the ass. Okay, that's what it is. As opposed to what we said before, the Houston Astros were playing hit and run ball in the seventh inning. Those runs are still going to happen. Okay, so there's just a risk to the way the Yankees want to score and play offense. That's all I'm saying. And with the backup against the flat wall, it happened to bite them in the ass. It's not a conspiracy. They're not changing out the balls. No, what I'm saying is the pure science of it, if these seams are in fact raised, like every ball will have more drag on it. And the DD play is a shining example of what could happen if there is more drag on the ball.
Yep, exactly correct. And the math is the math, too. And that's what I always love here. If a ball is coming in, and with the technology we have today, Dane,
velocity,
you've got a ball coming in at a certain angle, at a certain velocity, meeting a bat with a certain angle and a certain velocity. And we've got enough data to be able to tell us what should happen to the trajectory of this ball.
Right.
If it ain't happening the same way it happened for 162 games, something changed.
If I'm driving, Joe, from where I am in New York to where you are in Miami, right, and I go 60 miles an hour the entire trip, it takes a certain amount of time.
Correct. Okay?
If I then make the return trip from Miami to New York and it takes me a shorter amount of time, guess what? You were driving a faster average speed, period.
That's correct.
It's just science. It's an equation.
It's exactly it. And we do have
like
the technology to be able to determine
that. If a train leaves the station at blah, blah, blah time, that's all it is. And I'm just saying that formula, if there is more drag on the ball, happened to bite the Yankees in the ass yesterday.
Yeah. And I love it, too, because the reports that are coming out with the data, these aren't baseball truthers, guys. They're scientists. They're just looking at the numbers. They don't care about baseball or what's going on. They're just basically saying, here's what we found.
It's a small sample size, Joe. It's a small sample size.
It is. I will say absolutely. That.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're talking about data and science. It is a small sample size.
But the math is the math. And that's, you know, nobody's fudging the numbers is our point there. So sometimes just don't argue with the math. And don't argue, by the way.
I wonder if Cardano believes in global warming.
No, he doesn't. Listen, Nothing. He don't believe in Bigfoot. He thinks Elvis is still in the mall. I mean, science.
He's chilling with Tupac.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. He's rolling with Tupac and Biggie last night. So, congratulations, by the way, because you had called this before the season started in the NFL. The big question regarding the Tennessee Titans, obviously, we watched Ryan Tannehill outperform Marcus Mariota, certainly in the preseason. And the big question was going to be, all right, so when do they make the switch? When does Marcus Mariota get pushed to the side? When do they give Tannehill the shot? Well, the answer is week 7. Which is right around the time that you thought we'd be looking at this. It wasn't a matter of if, it was just a matter of when. But I will say this, the Tennessee Titans going up against the Chargers on Sunday. And when this announcement came back, they opened up at a -1 at home. And it hasn't moved. It's -2 and it's kind of just been hanging out there. So I don't know that anybody sees a big difference or a drop off between Mariota and Tannehill. So I don't know if the Titans win or lose this game, but I do know it's not because Mariota or Tannehill were at the quarterback position, Dane. I'm fairly confident of that.
Yeah, what I will say on the fantasy angle real quick, though, Joe, I actually think this could be a boost for guys like Corey Davis, AJ Brown, Delanie Walker, even Adam Humphries in the slot. You know, what we were seeing from Mariota was like missing open receivers, and then they have no faith in the run game. I mean, in the passing game. This could be a small uptick for some of the Titans pass catchers, but I want to wait and see what this offense looks like with Tannehill at the helm before I go and make any rash decisions on the free agent wire.
Yeah, not moving the needle here very much. Not a lot of people running to the windows there and being like, oh boy, here we go. Here comes the Ryan Tannehill. We had made the point, over the offseason that, listen, this is the same guy. This is that for 6-7 years, these two guys, they're almost exactly the same. They're guys that can run, but they don't often. They go through these stretches where they'll look really good, Dane. They'll look the part, and then all of a sudden it's like, who is this? Like, what is going on here? Both have had to deal with multiple coordinators in their career. Not a lot of stability in the organizations. So I get it, but I don't know how much more do we have to see of Tannehill and Mariota. How much more do the Titans have to see before they realize, yeah, the draft is coming. You've got to start looking for the future here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably true. We know what Ryan Tannehill is, and we are, they are coming to the realization of what Marcus Mariota is. We've talked about this with those fifth-year quarterbacks, right? Or do they pick up the option or do they let him go? Jameis Winston is in the same boat, right? This is sink or swim time for that draft class. Will they, at this point, the franchise makes their decision. You're either their franchise quarterback for a decade or not. Mm-hmm. Or not. And I think we have our answer in Tennessee. I think I know the answer in Tampa, but I think Jameis still has this little stay of execution if he can, keep his team with the ball. But I think they've made this decision in Tennessee, and so they may be players, for the Justin Herberts, the Tuas of the world, the Jake Fromms of the world, or, Joe, remember, this trading deadline is coming up, and we've talked about a couple of places. We threw out Carolina, right? But also in Washington, you don't need 3 or maybe even 4 quarterbacks. Does this new regime need McCoy and Case Keenum? I don't think so. Do the 49ers need C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins? I don't know.
Good point.
We'll see if there's another option for them.
We'll see what else happens here. 2 weeks away, final trade deadline for the NFL season. Yep. Teams trying to mix and match here.
I heard buzz on Trent Williams for the first time also.
Always going to be a necessity here. See if it works in Tennessee. All right, hour one in the books. Hour two coming up here. Let's make it rain, people.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, we got ourselves a little Sun Belt action here tonight. South Alabama taking on Troy. So get ready for that as there is some interesting line movement. Definitely a line drawn in the sand between the pros and the Joes. And we'll talk about that coming up next hour as we'll push you in the right direction. Does look like it's going to be the game of the night, as it doesn't appear that the rain is going to just miraculously disappear in New York. So probably not going to have an American League championship game here tonight between the Astros and the Yanks. That'll be pushed off till tomorrow. And at least if you're a Yankee fan, I guess you got to look at the fact that, hey, Tanaka gets an extra day. Tanaka Greinke tomorrow. Looks like that's going to be the way to go. But some monster games this weekend, too, Dane. And even Friday night, we got some great Friday night games. But does it get any better when you get to a October day and in college football and you've got, like, Penn State, Michigan. You've got, yeah, you know, Washington, Oregon. You got all of these, you know, you got TCU, Kansas State. You've got a lot of these big-time programs. And we're getting ready, Dane. I mean, you know, we got – that committee starts to get together and then they start putting out these lists. And I hate to say it. I mean, you look at the top half of the list, Dane, Oklahoma, LSU, Clemson, Ohio State. Like, you go down that list, there's only four spots here, man. And yet, right, we consistently talk about six or seven teams that, you know, a lot can happen here. Alabama, there's, you know, even a couple of one loss teams. Of this is going to come into play at the end of it. I'm wondering how much longer college football is going to go before. And I'm wondering what the tipping point's going to be where they put their hands up and like, guys, we got to push this to either six or eight teams. Because we've heard it every year, but what's it going to take?
It's going to take, I mean, let me answer your questions kind of in order. What's it going to take? It's going to take a year where one of the actual blue bloods or right, Notre Dame, actually, like, the perfect storm of so many one-loss teams, an undefeated Power 5 team that makes it in. It's going to take the perfect storm and one of the true blue bloods to be left without its chair when the music stops. That's what it's going to take. But I want to talk more about this when we come back.
It's going to be a Saban. It's going to have to involve somebody that has some pull.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.